Mrs. Croft and Barbara have reached the Diamond A Ranch in Texas. Rip Bender, loud-voiced Texan, is anxious to buy the Croft property. But Mrs. Croft is waiting for Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson, who are flying down. Bender returns from a trip to Devil's Pass Airport with a wire from Speed saying he had been forced to return home. With no reason for further delaying the sale, Mrs. Croft is about to sign the papers closing the deal when the drone of an airplane is heard approaching the ranch. Barbara eagerly rushes to the window and in the gathering dusk can barely see a small plane diving over the picturesque ranch house.
Oh, Mother, I'm sure it's Jimmy and Speed. Look, they've started to circle the house.
I hope you're right, Barbara, but that doesn't seem possible. The telegram from Mr. Robertson said they must return to Kansas City.
It can't be them boys. It might be one of them border patrol planes on its way up to Devil's Pass Airport.
That seems much more likely.
Well, Mrs. Croft, I guess there ain't no use in putting this off. Just put your name to this here agreement and the deal's made.
Oh, Mother, they've started to land. Let's go and see who it is.
Here, you can use this pen, Mrs. Croft, and put your name right there.
Come on, Mother, let's see if it is the boy.
Well, I don't see no sense to delay.
Excuse me just a minute, Mr. Bender. I am anxious to know if it's Mr. Robertson and Jimmy.
Oh, now, Mrs. Croft, there ain't no
use. It'll take just a moment to find out, and I did want to consult the boy.
Well, hurry, Mother. They're taxing up to the house now.
Oh, come on, dear. Let's satisfy our curiosity.
Well, I ain't never seen nothing like this.
Oh, look, look. The pilot's waving at us. Oh, I'm sure it's Jimmy. Let's hurry, Mother. Yes, I'm sure it's Jimmy. Yes. Oh, Mother, isn't that simply wonderful? And there's Speed Robinson up in the front seat with Mr. Lewis.
Oh, my, what a relief this is.
Yeah, that's them fellas, all right. They must have gone and changed their minds.
Hello, boys.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, we're glad you're here. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi.
Hello, Mr. Robertson.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Lewis.
Hello, boys. Welcome to the Diamond A Ranch. We're delighted to see you.
Yeah. Oh, we're glad to get here. Well, Jim, that engine's run long enough. You better cut your switches. Oh, man, that sure is a lot of flying for one day.
Boy, you said that right, Speed. Now, come on, Flash, let's climb out of this crate. I don't know whether I'll ever be able to walk again.
I'll say I'm getting out of this crate. I don't want to sit down again for a week.
Did you boys have any trouble getting down here?
All we did have was trouble. I don't think much of the airport you picked out for us, Bender.
Oh, what do you mean? Those fields are all right.
Oh, yeah? They may be all right for you, Bender. But we're going back another way.
I seen all I want to see of them towns, Potter and Higley.
Oh, I knew you must have had trouble to be delayed this way. Tell us all about it.
You dear boys, we were so worried.
Hey, Paul, just a minute. I want to see you. You boys get your luggage out of the ship. I'll fix you up a place to bunk. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Yeah? Okay, Bender. It'll take us a half hour to unload this ship.
We're so anxious to know what happened to you all.
You must be worn out.
Oh, my, we were disappointed when your wire came. We gave up all hopes of seeing you down here.
Wire? Oh, did you send him a wire, Speed?
Wire? What wire, Barbara?
Oh, she means the telegram you sent us from Potter, Oklahoma. We got it about noon today.
Well, a telegram from Potter? What telegram? Did you wire down here from Potter, Flash?
Not me. I'll bet there ain't even a telegraph station in Potter.
Well, Mr. Robertson, it was that telegram saying you had to return to Kansas City.
Well, say, what is this, a game? We didn't send any telegrams from Potter or anywhere else.
Why, I don't understand this. Young Mr. Bender picked up the message at Devil's Pass Airport and delivered it past airport and delivered it to me this noon.
Of course, and it was marked Potter at the top.
Gee, that is funny. Let's see the wire.
Yeah, show us this wire. I want to see what it looks like.
Oh, Barbara, dear, do you mind getting it? It's in my bag in the top dressing gown.
Surely, Mother. I'll be glad to. I'll be right back with it.
That's very strange.
Well, I'll have a look at the wire and tell you more about it. Flash, you better start unloading the ship. Get out her luggage and take all those extra tools, rifles, and stuff like that out, too.
That suits me. I don't want to see an airplane for a week.
When you boys get your stuff together, I'll show you your room.
Okay, thanks, Bender. Mighty nice looking ranch house you have here.
Yeah, we like it fine. Mrs. Croft will tell you the meals is okay.
I certainly will do that. Mr. Bender has an excellent Mexican cook.
Oh, that sounds fine.
Did you have any trouble finding this place?
Oh, not a bit. Jimmy Allen's a swell navigator.
Oh, gee, I got off my course a couple of times, Speed. Did you notice that?
Yeah, you got off a few miles, but you corrected it right away, Jim.
You were saying you had some trouble getting down here.
Yeah, it's a wonder we ever landed here at all. We had two forced landings.
Yeah? What happened?
Well, we no more than left the field at Higley before...
Mother! Are you sure you put that wire in your handbag?
Why, of course I am, dear. Why, can't you find it?
Well, it's not in your bag. and I've looked all over the room.
Well, darling, you saw me put it in my bag at lunchtime before we ever left the table.
Yes, I remember that. Here's your bag. Look for yourself.
It can't be anywhere else. Oh, it's in here, I know. Why, that's funny. It was right here next to my purse. Why, that's the strangest thing. I know I put it in here.
Oh, I'm sure you did, Mother.
It just isn't in this bag.
And I looked through all our things.
What's the matter, Mrs. Croft? Are you missing something?
I can't find the wire you gave me from Mr. Robertson. It was in my handbag, I know.
Well, you must have put it somewhere else.
Oh, I'm positive I didn't.
Oh, you women folk carry around so much stuff. I don't wonder you're always losing things. My ma was always mislaying something.
Oh, that isn't like Mother at all. She's so careful with things like that.
That is funny.
Well, I'll reckon it'll turn up later. Things like that always do.
What did the telegram say, Mrs. Croft?
Oh, Jimmy, I don't remember the exact wording, but it said that Mr. Robertson and you were returning to Kansas City. Oh, that Grand National Airways had recalled Mr. Robertson.
Yes, and it said something about our ranch, too.
Oh, yes. It said that you advised my making the deal with Mr. Bender, and, it was signed Speed.
Well, I'll be a bow-legged Kiwi if that isn't good. Why, that's ridiculous, Mrs. Croft. We haven't been near a telegraph office on the entire trip. I certainly wouldn't make any such recommendation about the property. Well, that's why we're down here now, to look it over before advising you one way or the other.
I thought it was kind of funny myself.
And you say this wire came from Potter?
Yes, and Mr. Bender delivered it to me this noon.
Oh. Well, what did they do, Bender? Phone in the wire from San Rafael?
No. You see, we don't have no phone here. Some fellow up on the Devil's Pass Airport gave the message to me.
Oh. You mean the message was delivered to the airport?
Well, I reckon the message came into San Rafael, and they sent it out to the airport, knowing I'm flying back and forth all the time.
Well, then you didn't get the message from a telegraph operator?
No. A lad gives it to me at the airport just as I was taking off for here. He asked me if I'd give it to Mrs. Croft.
Oh, is a boy. Does he work for the telegraph company?
He was a plumb stranger to me. I ain't never seen him before.
Oh, yeah? San Rafael isn't much of a town, Bender, and you've lived around here a long time. It looks to me like you'd know about everyone in this town.
It's just like I was telling you, Robertson. The lad that gave it to me was a stranger.
I think I'll go down to San Rafael tomorrow and trace his wire.
I'd like to see that wire. I could tell you in a minute all about it. You know, I used to work for the telegraph company.
Do you think, Mr. Robertson, that possibly, well, there's something about the wire that might not...
Oh, don't worry about it, Mrs. Croft. But I have my own ideas on where it came from.
Let's get our stuff in our house and take on some groceries. I ain't had an appetite for 2 days until we landed here.
Yeah, let's get the stuff in the house. Come on, Jim.
Okay, I'll sure be glad to get cleaned up. Oh, say, Barbara, I'll meet you out here on the front porch in about a half hour. Then you can tell me all about your trip down here.
Mm-hmm, and I'm so anxious to know what all happened to you.
I know you boys are all worn out and you must be famished. You go ahead and Barbara and I will enjoy this lovely evening breeze.
Come on, Jim.
Okay, right with you, Speed.
Why, Jimmy, I never heard of anything so wild. It's a wonder you weren't all dashed to pieces.
Oh, it wasn't that bad, Barb. But it does seem funny why so many things would happen to us on the way down here. Especially since Flash inspected the ship so carefully before we left home.
I just can't understand it, Jimmy. It just seems more than, well, hard luck now, doesn't it?
It sure does. There's something funny about the whole business. And then that telegram. As sure as I'm sitting here looking up at these clouds, that's a fake.
Why, it must have been.
I could sure tell in a minute if I saw the wire.
Jimmy, Mother never loses things. She's careful to a fault about letters and wires and personal messages. We just can't explain the disappearance of that wire.
There's a number of things that can't be explained, Barbara. I'll tell you right now, this whole deal looks mighty suspicious to me.
And just think, in another minute, Mother would have signed that agreement, and the ranch would have been Bender's.
Why is Bender so anxious to get that property? What's the reason back of all this?
Jimmy, I don't know, but I'm sure of one thing. He's desperately anxious to buy that land.
Of course he is. There's no doubt about that. He sure wasn't any too cordial when we got out of the ship tonight.
Oh, I dislike that man. If looks could kill, you and Speed would be 6 feet under the ground.
Well, thank goodness they don't. But we've got to find out what's so worthwhile about your ranch. When we know that, we'll have Mr. Bender right where we want him.
Do you think flying over it will give you any clues?
That's hard to tell, but we'll know better tomorrow.
Oh, this is a gorgeous country. I just hate to think of Mother selling the place, now that I've seen how beautiful it is down here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It sure is great down here. Look at the faint outline of those mountains over there. Really beautiful, isn't it? And it's so quiet and restful.
Mm-hmm. And the evenings are so delightfully cool.
Yeah, and this air. Oh, boy. I can see why people that live down here never want to leave now.
Oh, I wish the stars were out. They say the night sky down here is simply gorgeous.
Oh, it's bound to be with the air so clear. That's a pretty thick layer of clouds, though. We flew above them partway down here. Boy, that's great practice, too, Barbara. Oh, gee, I sure love to fly cross-country.
Oh, I never want to travel any other way. Oh, I'll never forget how the country looked when we were coming
here. Oh, listen, Barbara. Listen. That's an airplane. Hear it?
That is a ship.
It can't be Rip Bender's.
Where is it, Jimmy? I don't see it.
Listen. Hear that? He's flying above the clouds.
What is this strange plane flying over the ranch late at night? Is it another link in the mysterious chain of occurrences which seem to surround Rip Bender? Follow the exciting action in Jimmy Allen's next air adventure.